Hello, it's Thursday, September the 17th. We're halfway through September already, and today we have another psalm, not a very long psalm, 13 verses. It's Psalm 65, and it's another one of David's psalms, and it's a psalm, it's an exquisite little psalm that focuses on creation. The vast expanse of creation, a bit like Psalm 19, but also, and the psalm is often referred to as the harvest psalm, because it emphasizes verse 11, "You crown the year with your bounty, your wagon tracks overflow with abundance." And it's a picture of fall, harvest time, grain, vegetables, whatever, and so heavily laden that you can see the tracks of the wagon as it's making its way to the barn. And it's a reminder of the hymn that we sometimes sing at harvest time. We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine and soft refreshing grain. 19th century German Matthias Claudius, I think was, that's coming from memory, and so that may not be accurate, but I think that's who the author was. And I have vivid memories of singing that hymn, that harvest hymn, as a boy in high school. We did that sort of thing in British high schools. Back in the 60s, and this psalm is a reflection of that. So this is a psalm that speaks of God's bounty, God's provision, God's care, God's love for his people in the creation in which he places them, and in the provision of food and drink that he provides for them. A beautiful little psalm, make a note of it. We're coming up shortly to what is harvest season, and so Psalm 65 will be most appropriate. I trust I'll see some of you this coming Lord's Day, and those of you still at home, we reach out to you, pray for you, let us know if there's anything we can do for you. Have a wonderful day.